Hello and welcome back to English for You. I am Jeffrey.
And I'm Nefer. Yesterday we heard two conversations between a passenger and a flight attendant, right? We learned that safety is very important on an airplane. So the best way to ensure your safety is to follow instructions from a flight attendant. But what's the best way to keep ourselves comfortable? This is also important, especially on a long-distance flight, right?
Yeah, it's very important. I mean, just imagine you're in school and you're sitting at a desk for 2 hours. It starts to get uncomfortable, right?
Right.
Well, if you're sitting in a chair for 10 or 15 hours...
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, it can even be dangerous. You can damage your legs.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I read an article. That's why now, when you travel across the ocean to a different country, some of the flight attendants will come out and help you learn some exercises that you can do without bothering other people.
Interesting.
Yeah, just little leg kicks or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So today's lesson, it's about tips to help you keep yourself comfortable on a flight. Let's now start reading the article.
Reading. Flying smart.
The best way to have a good flight is to plan ahead and also choose the seat you like. If you like to sleep, a window seat will keep people from bothering you. If you think you will want to get up to stretch or visit the restroom, an aisle seat is more convenient. For long trips, getting a little movement is a good idea. Stretching and standing will keep away pains caused by sitting for too long. The inside of the airplane is often dry. Therefore, you should drink enough water.But not so much that you have to visit the toilet very often. If you do want to sleep, use blankets and pillows to keep you warm and relaxed. Nobody wants to wake up feeling cold and have a stiff neck. Finally, remember that the flight attendants are there to make your flight experience enjoyable. If you are feeling uncomfortable in any way, ask them for assistance.
The best way to have a good flight is to plan ahead and also choose the seat you like.
That's right. It's better to plan ahead before doing everything, I think. Ahead, A-H-E-A-D, ahead, 这个副词它的意思是在前面。预先，它可以指时间上的先后，也可以指位置上的前后。例如说 ,He arrived the airport ahead.就是表示在时间上他先到达机场。至于在 There is a mountain ahead, 这个句子中呢是表达前面有一座山，这是指物体的位置。Ahead 还可以跟介系词 of 连用，表示在什么什么之前。所以我可以说 There is a mountain ahead of us, 就是表示在我们的前面有一座山。那我们刚才说过 ,ahead 也可以表达时间上的先后。所以片语 ,ahead of time, 或者是 ahead of schedule, 就是表示比原本预定的时间还要提前。
If you like to sleep, a window seat will keep people from bothering you. Okay, this word bother is a verb, and it means to annoy someone or make them feel uncomfortable. This discomfort can be physical,But it's usually more mental. It bothers your mind. So, for example, it really bothers the teacher when students do their homework with colored pencils.
Well, I guess if you use yellow pencil to do homework, the teacher can't really see the answers, right?
That's right. I used to be a teacher, a classroom teacher.
Did they use yellow pencils to answer the questions?
They would use yellow, orange, bright green, and it was hard to look at. But the worst part about that is, as a teacher, the special color that I get to use is red.
Oh.
So if I see somebody's homework in red, I don't know how to show them that they made their answers wrong.
Oh, that's really bothering. 这个 bother, B-O-T-H-E-R, bother, 有着烦恼、费心、打扰这样子的意思。当你看到朋友愁眉不展的时候，你就可以问 What's bothering you? 到底你是在烦恼什么事情？有什么事情在让你感到烦恼？这样子来表达你的关心。那么如果你要说啊，不用担心啦，不用麻烦啦，你就说 Please don't bother, 或者是 Don't bother yourself.
If you think you will want to get up to stretch or visit the restroom, an aisle seat is more convenient. Convenient. This is an adjective, and it means fast and easy, making life easier. For example,Taipei is a convenient city because of its MRT and great number of buses.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. Convenient, C-O-N-V-E-N-I-E-N-T, convenient, 就是方便的、便利的。像刚才 Jeffrey 老师就有提到啊，台北的 MRT, 也就是捷运系统非常的方便。So, what kind of seat is more convenient for moving around?An aisle seat. Aisle, A-I-S-L-E, aisle, 就是走道、通道。Aisle seat, 指的就是靠走道的座位。那除了飞机上的走道，大卖场的走道也叫做 aisle。Aisle 这个字很重要哦，因为当你在 check-in, 在划位的时候，机场人员都会问 window seat or aisle seat。你要靠窗还是靠走道的位置？那如果你在划位的时候呢，选了靠走道的位置， It's easier to get up and stretch your muscles. Stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C-H, stretch, 就是伸展、延伸。那这边我们来学一个片语，就是 stretch out. Stretch out 有两个意思哦。第一个就是指全身放松、舒展、躺成大字形这样子，这叫做 stretch out。但是 stretch out 还有另外一个意思，就是把手啊、脚啊，或者是身体的任何一个部分伸出去， stretch something out, 或者是 stretch out something. 例如说 you can stretch out your hand, 或者是 stretch your hand out, 意思就是你把你的手伸出去这样子。
For long trips, getting a little movement is a good idea. Stretching and standing will keep away pains caused by sitting for too long. Pain, P-A-I-N. A pain is a feeling that hurts. We usually talk about a physical pain on your body, something on our body that hurts. For example, after walking all day, the woman felt pain in her feet. And this is what we talked about in the intro, how...It's important to stay comfortable and move around because on a long flight, you could really start to hurt in your back and your legs, your neck, pretty much anywhere.
And so, what is keep away? The article says standing or stretching will keep away pains.
Yeah, to keep something away is to stop something from happening. For example, in the summer...There are lots of bugs and mosquitoes,、mm-hmm. but you can buy a lotion, a cream, or a spray, some kind of chemical that will keep bugs away. And that's very useful. To learn more about this, we will go to our shortcut for you, SC4U. So let's take a break for that.
Shortcut for you.
Why are you wearing that strange hat with bells, Pat?
I want to keep away mosquitoes.
Who on earth would want to keep mosquitoes? They are not good pets.
That's not what I mean. If you keep away something, you keep a distance between yourself and someone or something you don't like.
I get it. Keep away means 远离避免靠近 But how does it work?
Well, I read that mosquitoes hate noise, so I put these bells on my hat so that the noise will keep them away.
That's actually quite useful.
Thanks.
Because now I can hear you coming and I can keep away from you, you crazy person.
Okay, pain, P-A-I-N, pain 就是疼痛的意思。So it's better to keep away pain, 最好可以保持远离疼痛。Keep away 就有着保持远离、防止这样子的意思。So, Jeffrey, what are other tips to know if we want to keep ourselves comfortable on the plane?
The inside of the airplane is often dry. Therefore, you should drink enough water, but not so much that you have to visit the toilet very often.
That's true.
Yeah. Therefore is an adverb.It's used to start a phrase or sentence that is a result of something else. It's kind of like cause and effect. And maybe this example will help demonstrate that. The man forgot to bring his tickets to the movie theater. Therefore, he wasn't able to watch the film.
Oh, what a pity. 这个 therefore...T-H-E-R-E-F-O-R-E, therefore, 表达因此所以。那它是一个副词哦。Therefore, 这个副词在语义上承接了上下句，表达前后的因果关系。所以啊 ,therefore 又会被称为是一个转成词。那注意一下哦 ,therefore 它其实还是一个副词而不是连接词。所以虽然它在语义上可以连接上下句，它在文法上是没有连接句子的功能的。所以Therefore, 前面常常有分号 and 或者是句号来跟上一句隔开。例如说 ,he caught a cold, 分号 ,therefore, he couldn't come to the party. 或者是 ,he caught a cold, and therefore, he couldn't come to the party. 甚至你也可以说 ,he caught a cold, 句号 ,therefore, he couldn't come to the party.
Right, and just to repeat, the last line, the inside of the airplane is often dry. The air is dry, so it'll make your mouth dry, mm-hmm. which could make your whole body dry eventually after a long time. Therefore, you should drink enough water, but not so much that you visit the toilet every 5 minutes.
Oh no, that's okay. Not good.
And this is another vocabulary word which you may not know. It's toilet.This is a noun. So the toilet is another name for the bathroom, the washroom. Okay, that's it. Everybody should know what this is. And for example, the restaurant has a men's toilet and a woman's toilet.
Okay, 这个 toilet, T-O-I-L-E-T, toilet, 其实它最初指的是冲水马桶，那后来渐渐就衍生出厕所这样的意思。所以啊现在讲 go to the toilet, 就是要去上厕所。那因为上厕所啊是人生中非常重要的事情哦，所以我们再来学一下其他有关上厕所的说法。那除了 go to the toilet, 你也可以说 go to the restroom, go to the washroom, 或者是 go to the bathroom。restroom, washroom, or bathroom, 这几个字都是厕所的意思。
If you do want to sleep,Use blankets and pillows to keep yourself warm and relaxed. Nobody wants to wake up feeling cold and have a stiff neck.
Of course not. That's painful.
Finally, remember that the flight attendants are there to make your flight experience enjoyable. And that last word, enjoyable, E-N-J-O-Y-A-B-L-E is an adjective, and it means good, pleasant, or able to be enjoyed, enjoyable. So, for example, although Karen doesn't usually like Italian food, she thought the spaghetti at the restaurant was very enjoyable.
Well, I like Italian food. I think all Italian food, including spaghetti, is very enjoyable.Okay, enjoy, E-N-J-O-Y, 是享受。那加上代表可以怎么怎么样的字尾 ,able, 就变成 enjoyable。enjoyable 就是可以享受的、令人愉快的这样子的意思。Okay, we all know that flight attendants are helpful. So at the end of the article, it says, if you're feeling uncomfortable in any way, ask them for assistance.Assistance, A-S-S-I-S-T-A-N-C-E, assistance, 是帮助、协助。 那么提供协助是 give assistance, offer assistance, 或者是 provide assistance。那要注意一下哦， assistance, 帮助，它是一个抽象的概念，所以它是不可数名词。那提供帮助的助手是 assistant, A-S-S-I-S-T-A-N-T, assistant。像是商务人士常用的 PDA, 就是 Personal Digital Assistant, 个人数位助理的缩写。还有啊，你上大学之后呢，会有助教 TA,TA 就是 Teaching Assistant, 它的缩写。
So remember, the next time you take a flight, these people, the flight attendants, are there to make you happy and comfortable. So if there's anything you need, don't hesitate to ask, because they are there to make you feel great about your flight.
Mm-hmm. And this is the end of today's article. Let's now move on to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Today's For You Chat question is, do you prefer an aisle seat or a window seat? And explain why.
I think it depends. If I take a short distance flight under 4 hours, I might sleep all the time, so a window seat would be perfect. But if I take a long distance flight over 10 hours,An aisle seat would be better because it's more convenient for going to a toilet.
That's right. And I actually prefer the aisle seat all of the time because I don't really sleep often on an airplane. So if I need to get up and stretch or visit the toilet, or if I need to move my legs so somebody inside needs to step over me, it won't really bother me that much because I'm already awake. So for me, it's always an aisle seat.
Oh, but for me, it depends on the situation.
Well, you be sure out there to choose the best seat for you on your next flight to make it fun and comfortable.
Okay, this is the end of today's lesson. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Flying Smart.
The best way to have a good flight is to plan ahead and also choose the seat you like.If you like to sleep, a window seat will keep people from bothering you. If you think you will want to get up to stretch or visit the restroom, an aisle seat is more convenient. For long trips, getting a little movement is a good idea. Stretching and standing will keep away pains caused by sitting for too long. The inside of the airplane is often dry.Therefore, you should drink enough water, but not so much that you have to visit the toilet very often. If you do want to sleep, use blankets and pillows to keep you warm and relaxed. Nobody wants to wake up feeling cold and have a stiff neck. Finally, remember that the flight attendants are there to make your flight experience enjoyable. If you are feeling uncomfortable in any way,Ask them for assistance.
Vocabulary Review.
Bother. Convenient. Pain. Therefore. Toilet.Enjoyable.